The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chagiga Daf Tezvov. We started learning the Gemara, the sugya of Acher, the Chaver, Shenichnasu LePardes. It's worth the fundamental concept in Torah, in Hashkofes HaTorah, is the concept of the four stages of existence that are expressed in the word paradise. The four stages that are expressed in the word paradise, even though the paradise itself as a word means the gan, the orchard of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, which we talk about when we sing Askinu Sedasa by Shalashudas from Arizal. We talk about B'chakal Tapuchim Kadishim, the Mokim of Hashuras Hashchin is referred to as a garden. The Gan Eden is referred to as a garden. It's a place of natural perfection, where nature hasn't been flawed, where there's no Olam HaPogam, it's Kula Olam HaTikud. But in the sense of Torah, Paradise refers to Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Soid. We know that there are four Chalakim of Torah. These four Chalakim of Torah are not just four levels of intellectual understanding, but they refer to four levels of existence which make up any spiritual entity. For example, the Shem Havaya, which is the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shem of the first Yud Kei Vav Kei, refers also to this. The Yud refers to what's called the Olam HaTzivos. The He refers to the Olam HaBriya. The Vav refers to the Olam HaYetzira. And the He Sheni refers to the Olam HaAsiya. And what that means in real terms, in terms that we can relate to, is that in every Shlichus, in every plan, so to speak, there's four, in every architectural carrying out a mission, there's four stages. There's the, let's say, we'll use a Pashto Mashal. There's, when a person wants a building that'll function in a certain way. There's the wanting, the Rotzen itself, which would mean, let's say, in the context of a person wanting a building, a person wants a center to be able to deal with people's medical problems. He wants a place where people can come to be helped with their emotional issues, with their physical problems, with their monetary issues. He wants to be able to provide a certain service. He understands that to provide a certain service, he has to have a building. So the first step is the wanting, which doesn't really have picture. He wants to be able to help people. He wants to be able to help people by providing them with a service of such and such. The second part of that unfolding drama is that he sees a dream. He has a dream in his mind's eye, which is that he sees a building. He sees the building filled with technological equipment, the building filled with offices, with people who can help people who are in need. The third part of it is he has to find shluchim, which not only means people, but he has to find services, and he has to define services in order to carry out. And the fourth part of it is actually carrying it out. When the Rebbeinu Shem created the world, this world was created, l'shmi. As the Pasuk says, Kol Asher Nikra b'shmi, l'chvoidi barosiv asisi, yatzati af asisi. So we refer to the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'chvoidoi, which is the Olam Atzilus, which is the ultimate ruchnius, which is only the Ritzoyne Yisborach, to bring his Galus Kuvat Shemayim into a world. Then there is the, so to speak, when what's called the Olam HaBriya, the Olam HaTzilus is a world which is Kulei Ruchni, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, because a dream is always Ruchnis. When a person has a dream to help people, without the physical kelim, and without the figuring out, without the manpower, without the details, the dream itself is purely spiritual. He has a dream to help, that's spiritual, that's pure Ruchnis. Then he has to figure out, he has a building, he has a plot, he has funding, all that is already a physical mitzius that's outside of his mind. In Kibyochel, in Rebbeinu Shlalom terms, what that means is an Olam Atzilus. Miloshen Eitzel, it's Kulei Atzilus, nobility. It's Kulei Ruchnis, but it's Eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Kibyochel, which we don't even know what we're talking about when we say it. It's Kibyochel, the Ritzoyne HaPashut of Yisborach Shemoy. Then there's the Olam HaBriya, which means you have to create something. But it's not created yet, it's created only in Bekoyach, it's created only in potential, which the Ramban calls in terms of Briyas Olam at the beginning of Parashat Bereishis is Koich Yuli, the raw matter of all of existence. And then there's a third stage, which is the creating the kelim to carry out that thing, that plan, which, let's say, in the Moshul of the hospital, would mean forming committees and fundraising and putting together all the materials that are necessary before the actual building and before the actual helping people. That, in terms of Olamos, is called Olam HaYetzirah. The Olam HaYetzirah is the world of Malachim. Malachim are the Shlichim. B'chol Yerek Shal Esev, B'chol Esev Shal Yerek, there's a Malach that's Oymer Olav V'Oymer, V'Maki Olav, V'Makloi V'Oymer Loi Gadel. There's a spiritual energy force. The Malachim are the spiritual energy force of the world we live in. When Avraham Avinu was ready to assume his status as an Av, as a the future of all of Nitzchis, of Klal Yisrael, he was visited by Malachim. The three Malachim were the Klech that lifted him up out of the realm of the Olam HaSir and created him into a David Nitzchi. The Malachim and the Olam HaNitzchi are the Shlichim that stand over the growth of everything in this world. And then ultimately there's the carrying out of the Tachlis, carrying out, making the hospital and filling it and opening up the doors after the grand opening ceremony. And that's what we are. That's the Olam HaSir. In Torah also as well, there's the Musig, the esoteric Musig, which has its root in the deepest mysteries of Maaseh Bereishis and Maaseh Merkava, as we said, that's called Soid. That's the world of Soid, which we have almost no shaykhs to, Kisvei Arizal, the Zohar HaKadosh, but that's the world of Soid. There's the Drushim, and there's the Gematrius, and there's the Ramazim, and ideas, some of which we've discussed a few ideas over the last few dafim, which make up the starting point for where we have a glimmer into what's going on the deepest level of existence. That's called Remez. That's the Resh. There's the Olam HaDrush, which is the ways that we have to access the riches of Torah. There's different types of Drush. There's the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidresh as well. There's the Lamed Beis Nid. There's all the different types of Drush that we have the words in front of us in the Sefer Torah and we could darshan them in order to bring us to a deeper level of understanding. Those are the shlichim that carry out our tafkid of connecting with the Rabbeinu Shlom through his Torah. That's called Drush. And then this Pshat, there's the reading of the Gemara itself, there's the reading of the Pasuk itself, that's called Pshat. That's the learning itself. So the Pshat is facilitated by the shlichim of connecting the Rabbeinu Shlom, which are Drush, the Kalim, which bring forth the deeper level of the ultimate soidis that are expressed is the remez, and all that is included in the word paradis. As we understand, Torah and Klal Yisrael are one. We say Kudsh Brichu V'Raisa V'Yisrael Chadhu. So the same way we describe in terms of the Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, his handiwork, Kudsh Brichu, we're describing in terms of Torah, there's also the same truth is true on a personal level. Which means that there are also four levels of existence at play in a person. There's his nefesh. The nefesh refers to his basic personality structure, his basic energy. What's called the nefesh habahamis, which is his not his physical makeup in terms of the flesh, but his physical makeup in terms of what makes him tick as a very human being. That's connected to Olam HaSir, because that's what a person has to contend with on a practical level. A person can't live in a world of ideology. A person has to contend with his midos, his hang-ups, his strong points, his weak points, the points that rub him wrong. All that is part of the nefesh of a person. The ruach, which is something higher, which is the more noble, the koyach hadibur of a person. That's the ruach, that's connected to the olam. That's really his kelim in carrying out any tafkid. Any real tafkid in this world is not carried out with hands. A person could build a building with hands, but a person can't move a country. A person can't influence the future of the world with his hands. He has to connect with others. He has to educate. He has to inspire. He has to uplift. The koyach ha-dibur and the shluchim, they give a person a koyach to carry out his tafkid. So there's the ruach, that's a higher. And then there's the neshama, which is the pure ruchnius of a person. Pure ruchnius, there's a person as a ruchniistic existence, as a ruchniistic entity, that's called neshama. Higher than neshama, which is a koyach that we can't even tap in, is his, what we call his pintaliyid, that deep, deep nekuda pnimis, which connects every yid with Hasina, with the Rabban Shalom, with Nitzchis, that's called Chayin Yechida. So there are four levels of existence in a person. And in Torah also, when we learn Torah, being that there are four levels of existence on Torah, there's something called, in the words of the Sefer Torah, there's also something that denotes four levels. It's called, in the Mekubalim Tanta. Tanta Tes Nun Tof Aleph, which is the Rosh Hashanah is for Taimim, Nekudois, Tagin, and Oisius. In Torah, the Guf, the physical exists, not physical, it's Ruchnius, because it's words of Torah, but in the Sefer Torah, the letters themselves are the Oisius. Connecting the letters with the higher realms, what's called tagin, the little squiggles on the top of the letters, are the kilu, the more the person, the deeper part of the personality of the letter. That's why some letters have three, some letters only have one. In the original ksav, there were many letters that we have in Mesiris that had many different types of tagin, not only the ones that we have today. We've lost that extra Mesiris. It's not ma'akiv in the kashrus of the Sefer Torah, but it's a remez, and it's physical because you can see it in the Sefer Torah, but it's a remez to a deeper level of existence of that word. The nekudos, a word is a physical entity without nekudos. Kind of like English, where the E, kibiyochel, the E or the A in the middle of the word is the nikud. The nikud, if you pronounce something, but if all you say are consonants, like mmm, then you're not saying anything. You need nikud of, instead of saying mmm, you're saying nikud. That's what gives it personality. That's what gives it ruchni. It gives it expression. That is called the nekudos. And on a higher madrega, the taimim, the trop of each word, denotes it as a higher ruchni. Every taimim, every trop has its ruchniistic world, and those are the ruchniistic that Arizal says. And that's the ruchniis of each letter of each word in the Sefer Torah. The nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, and the Chai Yechida of a person. In the Gemara by us discusses that there are also four koiches. In the Mara of Yecheskel, there are also four koiches that are mafriya, seeing Nevuah. That means when Yecheskel Anovi was Megala, he says that in order to reach his Eskalos, he had to focus beyond that which was Mavatl. The Pasuk says in the Pasuk Yecheskel, the Gemara brings by us in Daf Tezvav, Ruach Sora Bo Min HaTzofoin, the Tzofoin is the side where Nebuchadnezzar was, the Mitzofin Tiftach Haro, Onon Godel, Eish Mislakachas, V'noiga Soviv, U'mitoicho Ke'en Chashmal, that's already the connection, the energy source, Mitoicho Eish, and the Gemara, the Mefarshim, say that these are the four Mafriim of Avodas Hashem. That means in order for Yecheskel to focus on the message that was beyond the background noise that distract from the message, from the clarity of the vision, he had to go beyond four different koichos, rois, that could disturb a person. This is true in Avodas Hashem. The Sfarim talk about that the four are called Ruach Se'ora, one is called Anon Godel, one is called Eish Mislakakas, one is called Noiga Soviv. Rav Shamshon Pinkus Zatzal has a beautiful shtickle where he describes, in terms of a person connecting with his inner essence, the ruach sarah, there's a, the noise of the world, there's the tumbling that goes on around the person. There's the anon godel, there's a cloud of darkness, there's eish mislakachas, there's an energy which could distract the person. Then there's a noiga. Noiga is somewhat of a, he sees a light, but it's covered over, it's like foggy. That's also a distraction of Avodas Hashem. The four koiches that are mafri in Avodas Hashem, again, are the same parallel process. The Rebbein Shem creates four koiches HaKedusha of different chalokim of Torah, of different chalokim of connecting with Torah. The Rebbein Shem also created four, we could say, four experiences, four states, four emotional states that could distract a person from Avodas Hashem. There's the state of Ruach Se'ora, where a person is living in a whirlwind. There's a million things going on. There's four cell phones going on. He probably doesn't have basic concentration to be able to focus on one activity. That's a basic, and we could relate to that in the world of multitasking that we live in today. That's the Ruach Se'ora. The Onan Godel is somewhat more of a cloud. The person gets covered over by moods and by experiences. It blocks out his ability to focus on what's real. The Eish Mislakachas is somewhat more energetic. Person goes to a chasna, the music is on so loud, he forgets about the chasna and kala. There's the Eish Mislakachas that blocks out basic being able to focus inward, focus on relationships, focus on quality, focus on the Rebbein Shlom. And then there's the Noiga Soviv, where a person sees the light, there's a Ruchnis, but he's happy with a very low level Ruchnis. It's like a Noiga, it's covered over. The Ruchnis is covered over. The Svarim relate these Dalid Koiches to the Mishnah in the beginning of Bava Kama. Arba Ovis Nezikin, Hashar Abara Mavav Ahev. These are four Mafriim Tavayit Hashem. That's why the Gemara later on, the beginning of Bava Kama, says there are four, but they're really 13, they're really 24. Those are three numbers that denote levels of Shleimus. Same with their Chof Dalid Matnas Kuhuna. There's also Chof Dalid Elef Shemesu Bamangefa a few times, not only by Zimri, by the Maisa of Baal Pa'or, but also by Tamidir Rebbe Kiva. So 24, the number 24 is a Shleimus, both Latoiv and both Lamutav, the 24 Svarim in Tanakh. So there's 24 Kaykh Satoma. It says when the Nochosh HaKadmoini was Baal Chave Hitlbo, Chav Dalad Mine Zuama. So this, whenever there's four Kaykh Sakdusha, there's four letters in Shem Avayit, there's also Al Dalad Ovis Nezikin. If there's 24 Ovis Nezikin, that means that there's also a Shleimus of 24. This 13, 13 is Begamatria Echod. It's a level of unification with Tachlis, with Kvoide Yisbarach, and that has a representation of Shah of Yud Gimel of Nezikin, and so on. The Svarim also relate these Dalid Koiches of distracting a person from Avodah Hashem. We know that in the Pasuk, Umaltam as Orlas Levavchem, symbolically, the state of being, of not being in a state of connection with the Rebbein Shalom is referred to as Arelus. Orlus Alev. The Gemara says in the Dharm that Flamin Aleph, a Goy is called an Oralid, is called a Mohul. The state of being a Mohul is a state of not having any physical blockage between oneself and the Rebbein Shalom. And in the mitzvah of Mila, there's the Ur Mila, there's the Ur Priya, there's the skin of the Mila that has to be taken off, not to block a person from the Rebbein Shalom. There's the Ur Priya, we do Priya after the Mila. There's the Dam Mitzitza, and then there's the, when the Ur Priya is pulled back, there's an Ur Adak, an inner membrane. All those four are also four levels of physical distracting from Avodas Hashem. So we have in every state of existence, there's a sense of clarity which builds on the number four, and there's a state of distraction which also builds on the number four, which is why the Imohois, the Ovois, built Klal Yisrael, but they needed the Imohois to drive out the Koiches of distractions which were there. Sora was the one who drove out Yishmael, Rivka was the one who drove out Esav, Rachel and Leah were the ones who drove Klal Yisrael, Shiftei Kah, out of Beis Lovan, and so on and so forth. The Imohois and Doshes, the Noshim Tzidkanis for Yisrael, are the Dalid Koiches of purity which prevent those Koiches of distraction from blocking Klal Yisrael from achieving the relation of the Rebbein Shalom. So these are some of the ideas Be'ezus Hashem that we've seen in the last few letter. Hopefully this will give us a deeper appreciation of how much there is in Torah, both Benigla, both Benista. Not that our job is not learning the Nista, our job is continuing learning Daf and Gemara, but one appreciates and one gets a taste for the finer things in life. It whets one's appetite to continue on the endless plumbing of the depths and width and breadth of Torah Akdesha. The Rebbein Shalom should give us prayer to learn Kol HaTorah Kulo Benigla Benister, to live in a world of Simchas HaTorah, Dveikus HaTorah, and Pnimius HaTorah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.